ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, Text 27, Translation and Commentary, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Icha dvesha samuthena,
Icha dvesha samuthena,
dvandva mohena bharata,
dvandva mohena bharata,
sarva bhutani sammoham, Sarge yanti parantapa
Sarge yanti parantapa
Icha dvesha samuthena
Icha dvesha samuthena
Dvandva mohena bharata
Dvandva mohena bharata
Sarva bhutani sammoham
Sarva bhutani sammoham
Sarge yanti parantapa.
Sarge yanti parantapa.
O Scion of Bharat, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. Purport. The real... Do you want the book in Croatian? That would make it easier to translate. You have a Croatian... Can speak Croatian now? Speak with her in Croatian? Da. Yeah, same. Same word. 7:27. The real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by the illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envies Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Sri Krishna appears by his internal potencies, but those who are deluded by duality and nescience think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created by material energies. This is their misfortune. Such deluded persons... symptomatically dwell in dualities of dishonor and honor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc., thinking, this is my wife, this is my house, I am the master of this house, I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of delusion. Those who are so deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone in this world is born into delusion, illusion, madness, stupidity, ignorance, foolishness. There are various terms which describe it all. You may have seen the video recording of Srila, audio video recording of Srila Prabhupada speaking to a group of professors, including Stilson Judah, in his garden in Los Angeles. And Wolf Rutke was there also. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that, well, to not be Krishna conscious is madness. And then Wolf Rutke, who always tried to tone things down a bit, said, well, couldn't we call that stupidity? Prabhupada said, yes, madness is the sum total of all stupidity. So this might seem to be arrogant on our part if you say, you're stupid. So by saying that, we're presuming I'm superior to you. In one sense, yes, but in another sense, we understand that if we have any intelligence, it's by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, by the grace, it's Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, we are also born into delusion in this material existence. But in the name of being humble, if we don't want to point that out, then that is another foolishness. For instance, if someone is someone takes his car on the ferry from France to England and starts driving on the same side of the road that he drives in France, you should point out to him. Actually, when you come off the ferry, there are signs again and again and again in several languages. Drive on the other side of the road. People may need to... So someone may be ignorant, but that ignorance is very dangerous. And not to point it out is in the name of not being stupid, well, in the name of not being arrogant, then that is... That is a form of misplaced, what shall we say, misplaced compassion. I won't hurt his feelings by telling him he's wrong. But then he doesn't just hurt his feelings, he smashes his whole body to pieces or ends up where they, however much fine they give you for driving on the wrong side of the road. And it is a fact that stupidity, delusion, illusion, madness, it's there pervading all of material existence. What is stupidity? Well, ignorance, let's say ignorance. Ignorance is not necessarily stupidity, just like most people in the world have never heard of Dharuvar, this small town in which we are presently present. Probably less than 10,000 population?
Yes,
9,000 population. For that matter, a lot of the people in the world never heard of Croatia. What about Montenegro? How many people in Europe heard of Montenegro? Little country. One of those countries that if you're driving in the passenger seat and you fall asleep, then you might go right through it without knowing you were even in it. So not to know something is not necessarily foolish. On the other hand, if you never heard of London, New York, Sydney, then you would be considered foolish in the company of not necessarily even very intellectual people, but just people who have some basic knowledge of the world. So ignorance can mean foolishness, but it specifically means ignorance, to be ignorant of that which we really should know, which we really need to know. That can be called stupidity. This person's stupid. You never heard of London? You never heard of London? Stupid person. How can you not know about London? Not that you really need to know about it, but well, it's considered a necessity in the global village that we presently live in. So not to know, especially things that we really need, not to know things that we need to know. Just like if you're in England and you're driving on the right side of the road, we need to know that no, you have to drive on the other side here. You really need to know it. As long as you're not in England, you may not need to know it, because it's different anyway if you're in most of Europe. It's different. And you need to know, whichever country you're in, you have to know, if you're driving, you have to know which side of the road to drive on. Not to know that is something which is going to seriously, negatively impact our life. But then this foolishness or ignorance is the underlying principle of the whole of material existence, because that we're in material existence because we don't know that we are eternal servants of Krishna and we're supposed to serve him. So that arises due to desire to enjoy separately from Krishna and hatred of Krishna. Denial that we are eternal servants of Krishna. Especially in Kali Yuga, the foolishness is prominent. Sumanda Mateo, a bad people of bad intelligence. And even in material existence, we can say someone is stupid, just like the classic example of someone sitting on the branch of a tree and sawing it off at the joint. So that means the branch will fall down and he will fall down. There's a story of Kalidas, whether it's true or not, maybe an apocryphal story. Kalidas, the great poet, was originally one of the most foolish specimens in the whole of the kingdom, sawing the branch or chopping it, and someone warned him and he didn't heed the warning. Then when he fell off, he thought, oh, that person, he can see the future, he's very intelligent. But it's that's an example of such stupidity that such stupidity forms the subject matters of jokes. Just like the famous joke, how many depends on which country you're from. How many Poles does it take? How many Sikhs does it take to put a screw in the wall? And the answer is 100. One to hold the screw with a screwdriver, 99 to turn the wall. I saw a alteration of that. How many philosophers does it take to put in a light bulb? Answer, what is a light bulb? Philosophers have their own philosophical way of being stupid. So not to know that what we should know is it would be laughable if it wasn't tragic. The child didn't know that this glass or this stuff in the bottle wasn't meant for drinking, and the child is no more. The child drank it and died. It's tragic. Of course, when one, it's expected that children will be stupid. When children are stupid, we don't call it stupid. We just say, well, it's normal for a child. Then a child is supposed to be educated and become experienced. And if someone, when they're older, they still act like a child, then they can become the butt of jokes. Stupidity is immense, all-pervading, very powerful, divinely inspired. Daivi esha gunamai mama maya adurateya. Divinely inspired. I mean, well, God's got his hand in everything. So if we want to be stupid, we get special mercy from God to forget him. Not to be underestimated, the power of stupidity. That stupidity to forget Krishna, even materially. Just like there's a well-known saying that we should learn from history. And then there's another well-known saying, the only thing that we learn from history is that no one ever learns from history. And we see at the present time in the world that the leaders of great powerful nations are acting in a manner which is, it doesn't seem to be very intelligent from any point of view. Their policies are even this little country, Croatia, the policy of joining the European Union. Of course, someone may debate this, but if you think that the leaders of the country are supposed to act for the benefit of the country, where's the benefit? The benefit is that the country is becoming depopulated. So anyway, these points can be controversial because often, usually stupid people, they won't accept that they're stupid and they'll hotly debate that what they're doing is the right thing. So how can we understand if someone says, no, it's actually very good, Croatia and the European Union. Something good? Something good? Can you think of something good that happened? No, really? Anything good? You can move around, but that's worked as a disadvantage. It's safer from attacks from imaginary attacks from Russia.
Serbia.
From Serbia. Okay.
But that's also, I agree with this.
Yeah.
It's debatable,
yeah.
In Slovenia,
homeschooling was allowed, which wasn't previously allowed. Croatia is not allowed. Because they're not fully part of the European Union. Yeah, after having that war for independence, then they again shifted the capital from Belgrade to Zagreb to Brussels. It's debatable. That means first of all we have to understand what is proper and what isn't proper. What is the proper thing to do, and not to do it means it's stupid. So on the material level, almost anything is debatable. But when we understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then to surrender to Krishna is in our best interest. And anything and everything apart from that is all foolishness. So those books in your library, how many books in your... You only have a school library. Oh, it's a small library. How many books? A small library, 15,000 books. What's the biggest library in the world? Bodleian Library in Oxford? I think it's New York Public Library. They have floors and floors of books. Must be... maybe more than 1 million books. You can sum up the whole total, everything in all those books with one word. Guess what it is, folks? Stupidity. They probably have a few of Prabhupada's books in there also. So that's amazing arrogance on our part to say such a thing. But actually it's a fact. So we should know what is the right thing and what is the wrong thing, so that we don't act stupidly. What could be more stupid than to have the human form of life, which is meant for self-realization, and to waste it in reading so many books, writing so many books, acting in so many ways that waste the human form of life so that we don't come to the proper purpose. Or even if we do try for self-realization, but we ignored Krishna, that's foolishness. Or if, just like Hindus in some ways are more stupid than everyone else, because they believe in reincarnation, but they still act in such a manner that they think, I'll be happy in this life. They take this life as being important. They still act in the bodily concept of life. So, stupidity is very powerful. It's maya, the illusion. Daiviyesha gunamai mama maya durateya. That just came a little earlier in this chapter. And practically the whole of the rest of the chapter is a description of what is the mighty power of that maya in various ways, in forms of demigod worship, in the form of not recognizing Krishna, and in so many ways. How do we come out of that? And that will be described in the next verse. Just previous. And we come out of it by acting piously. That's a great help in coming out. The purification of consciousness. Stupidity, we should come out of it. The problem is that stupidity, it's self-perpetuating. That people get lauded or praised for being stupid. Just like one of the most famous stupid people of the 20th century was called Albert Einstein. Oh, what do you mean stupid? He's the most intelligent person. But in one sense intelligent, but in a most essential sense, most stupid, because he missed the real question of life. What's the real point of life? With all his intelligence, and he did think about the existence of God, but he didn't realize the limitations of his own intelligence or the proper application of his own intelligence. Actually, one of the famous sayings of Einstein, he wasn't just a scientist, he was a philosopher also, in a broader sense. One of his sardonic sayings was that both the universe and human stupidity are unlimited. And I'm not sure about the first. In other words, he wasn't sure about the universe being limited, but he was unlimited, but he was sure about human stupidity being unlimited. And he gave an example about that, in another of his famous sayings, that I don't know what weapons the Third World War will be fought with, but the Fourth World War will be fought with sticks and stones. In other words, whatever they fight it with, it'll be so destructive that mankind will be reduced to pre-Einsteinian non-civilization, and it'll be back to sticks and stones, and then they'll have to evolve again over a long period of time, and then another Einstein will come up and say the same thing, and then they'll bomb each other to pieces. Yeah, whatever. So how can we say that Einstein is stupid? You might say that some village bumpkin, as they... There must be a term in Slovenian also. Bumpkin, look it up. It means someone from the country who's not very intelligent. It's a derogatory, partially affectionate, highly patronizing village bumpkin. In other words, someone who lives in the country is supposed to be stupid, obviously, because they're not sophisticated, or they didn't study in any university. Previously, they wouldn't know how to read or write. How can we say that Einstein is stupid? That if Einstein was stupid, that means Shakespeare was stupid, Bertrand Russell was stupid, Voltaire was stupid, all the great intelligent people of history, they're all stupid. Well, we can say that because, again, they don't know the real point. They're missing the real point. Nativedu svartagating hi Vishnam. They don't know. The goal of life is Vishnu. Or even intelligence begins with understanding that I'm suffering in this material world. And it goes on and on and on. And I should get free from it. That's the beginning of intelligence. In beginning of intelligence, atato brahma jignasa. Now we have reached the human form of life. We should utilize it for inquiring into that which is beyond this situation of repeated birth and death, of repeated suffering. So in that sense, even the great intelligent people of this world, they're also stupid. And it's self-perpetuating because everyone's living in this big illusion of civilization. Civilization means intelligence, right? Otherwise, You're just running around in the jungle getting some food somehow or other, and then we become more sophisticated. But what is this civilization? Actually, I just made some notes this morning about civilization. Civilization means a million ways to waste your life. Various diversions for the body and the mind to waste our life. And the more complex and more sophisticated the ways for wasting our life, the more advanced we consider the civilization. And they're very convinced that this is the way we should live our life. Not only can we waste our life by going scuba diving or inventing new ways to eat, sleep, mate, and defend, but we should. You must send your child to school so you can have a better future. It's all defined in terms of sense gratification. Civilized sense gratification. You can have sense gratification without going to school, without any education, but you should do so in a sophisticated way, civilized way. And for that, you need to go to school and get a good education. And the more educated you are, the more intelligent you are. But it's all stupidity, because it all misses the point. So the foolish people, which means everyone, enhance each other's and encourage each other and force each other to be more and more and more stupid. They also talk about stupidity, just like, oh, you became a Hare Krishna devotee. That's stupid. You have a good intelligence. You could have had a good job, but you became a Hare Krishna devotee. You're stupid. You're wasting your life. It depends on values also. What are the values of life? But the values of life should be, first of all, should be based on a deep understanding of what life is all about. Which is maybe why the atheists insist that life is simply a combination of chemicals. Just like this Neo-Darwinian evolutionary theory. Why, if people are scientific, why can't they say, Darwin had the idea that species, they gradually develop, but the fossil record doesn't show any. The idea was that the fossil record would substantiate that theory, but it doesn't. It doesn't substantiate any such thing. But somehow they're adamantly attached to this position. Why don't you just say, yeah, we made a mistake, that's all. Why don't we investigate further and find out actually what's going on? A little humility, you could say, on their part would be in order. But adamantly attached to this position. So it's acute lunacy or stupidity to first of all not be aware that you're stupid, and then to insist on stupidity as being the only possible intelligent situation is to be foolish and wrong. So a fool, what is a fool? Well, everyone makes mistakes, but if you insist on making or doing the wrong thing, then that's really foolish. Or if you have not enough intelligence to improve your situation. We may say someone's a fool because they're very low IQ, so they're not able to improve their situation. And even, of course, the Karmis have many, or the fools, because they have many sayings about foolishness. Tis folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss, Srila Prabhupada himself often quoted that a fool doesn't know that he's a fool. And there's nothing you can do to convince him otherwise. And we have experience. We can give very good reasons why an intelligent person should at least think and take very seriously the proposition that life doesn't end with the death of the body. But most people, they don't even want to think about it. They don't want to talk about it. They're too busy intelligently or stupidly applying their God-given intelligence somewhere else. So there are many many sayings that about stupidity around the world. Here's one from the Panchatantra. It's better to have a wise man for an enemy than a fool for a friend. Srila Prabhupada also quoted that. Association with foolish people is so so dangerous, actually. Even the gods strive in vain against stupidity. Where's that from? I'm not sure where that's from. Maybe that's from Shakespeare. I don't know. I don't know where it's from. There's something I came across. Sipola Kippa. Five fundamental laws of stupidity. Whoever made these five fundamental laws of stupidity was no doubt stupid himself, inasmuch as he didn't know what the real goal of life is. And he's in the estimation of these so-called intelligent people, stupidity, yeah. Well, actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used a phrase, apaswartha parayana, someone who's very much attached to acting opposite to his own self-interest. So again, it depends on what you take to be your self-interest. If we presume that our self-interest is to lead a comfortable life happily in this world, then we will think that anyone who doesn't pursue such a goal is stupid. And of course, there have been people all over the world, or in many parts of the world, who didn't agree with this, who led philosophers. Of course, nowadays, philosopher means someone who works in a university department teaching philosophy. But at least with the Greek philosophers, we found that they had the understanding that if you're going to talk about detachment, if you understand this world is full of meaninglessness, then to just be part of it is also not proper. So if one should act according to that understanding and not partake in the whole society of foolishness. Okay, anyway, here are these five fundamental laws of stupidity. Always and inevitably, each of us underestimates the number of stupid individuals in circulation. Maybe not. It appears that the leaders of society are well aware that they can manipulate the people. And they can get away with outrageous things. Telling lies to the public, they can get away. Nowadays, when was that? That was this Watergate thing. When was that? It was 1974, something like that. Do you all know about that? Srila Prabhupada talked about it so many times. Richard Nixon was the first ever American president to be impeached. Or he wasn't impeached, actually. He resigned from office to... Otherwise, he would have been impeached, which means removed from... But nowadays, if he was caught doing that, he probably could just get away with it. Or just wholly deny it in the face of... Well, that's what Richard Nixon did until the evidence became overwhelming. But nowadays, you can get enough people to lie along with you. Yeah, years later, the Bill Clinton was lying. I never had sex with that woman. And then it came out that he did. And then he said, well, it wasn't vaginal sex. Of course, that was not... Anyways, it was morally... it wouldn't have been accepted for George Washington. It wouldn't have been imaginable for George Washington. So maybe, they're taking all kinds of United States and Britain, they just blame Russia for everything that goes wrong. They just blame Russia, and people believe it. They can get away with it, even though there's tremendous evidence that the things they accuse Russia of doing that they didn't do. But they get away with it. In other words, they're taken for granted that people are stupid. That they can get away with it. So maybe these rules are out of date, that the stupidity has reached such a state that people are so much conscious that people can be made, and they can be made stupid. And actually there's a whole program, it's widely recognized, called dumbing down. That the leaders of society, which are not necessarily the elected representatives, they have a program to make people more stupid. And even I heard Dev Amrita Swami spoke to an ex-Prime Minister of Australia and said, is it really true you're doing this? He said, hey, you know about that? You should come and join us. So, I don't know if the story is true, or if it is true, if the ex-Prime Minister was just being sarcastic with him. But that was there in even during the Second World War. After the Germans had invaded Poland, they flooded the country with pornography, and it takes away people's especially men's willingness to get upset about and fight in opposition. So now the whole world is flooded with pornography, sports, fashions, what else? Entertainment, all kinds of useless things, which would just make people dull-headed. More and more dull-headed. Some years ago, a disciple of mine in America showed me some paper he'd written for his university, and he showed it because it was based on teachings in Prabhupada's books, and the remarks from the professor were very positive. So he showed that to me, but I read it. I thought, if I'd have given this in school, it would have been, the teacher would have read one paragraph and given it back without reading it, because the standard of English is so poor. But it has to be tolerated. In the universities in America, very poor written English, because it's the universities are commercial enterprises, and if you insist on a higher standard of English, then you won't get any money, because you won't get students. And that was the very perceptive, what's the word, for seeing in the future, the George Orwell notices that with his several essays, including in his book 1984, that gradually the governments will make the language more and more in such a manner that it's less and less words and less expressive, so that people will become, their ability to think will become narrowed, because it said the average college graduate knows about 20,000 words in the English language, and then people who are very more educated, they know more words, and that opens further your scope to even, we think largely in terms of language. Although it's said that super intelligent people, just like if someone can calculate the pi in his head, he can calculate pi, the number of digits to 10,000 places, he can do it just by, he thinks of as numbers, as patterns, and this and that. It's a whole study in itself. The psychology of psychology. But, the George Orwell noted that the governments will deliberately make people more stupid by making the language less and less, or people's knowledge of the language, or even in the 1984 book, just like probably in any language of any sophisticated language, there are so many words for good and so many words for bad. Right? There are different shades and according to different contexts, but in Orwell's dystopia, 1984, the word bad had vanished. There's good and bad. There's no bad. There was good and ungood. And then there was plus good, plus ungood, and double plus ungood, and that was it. And there were no other words like great, fantastic, wonderful, superlative, no such words. So dumbing down is going on. Because it makes it easier to govern people and send them off to wars.
You have to fight for your country.
And meanwhile, the warring parties, the leaders are conniving together how to send their forces to war and make good money out of it and control. It may be going on. Here's another saying. The probability that a given person is stupid is independent of any other characteristic possessed by that person. In other words, it's more likely that a person is stupid than he's strong, beautiful, kind-natured. Stupidity is a highly pervasive characteristic. Another characteristic of stupidity given here. Stupid if they cause damage to another person or another group or a group of people without experiencing personal gain. In other words, if you're going to mess people up, you should get something out of it. But there are people who just for the pleasure of hurting others, hurt them. And that's considered stupid. In other words, why should you make enemies of people without gaining anything from them? Non-stupid people, this person presumes there are non-stupid people, they always underestimate the harmful potential of stupid people. They constantly forget that at any time, anywhere, and in any circumstances, dealing with or associating themselves with stupid individuals invariably constitutes a costly error. In other words, even to deal with stupid people is very dangerous. That's why it's better to have a wise friend than a learned enemy. It's better to have a learned enemy than a wise... It's better to have a learned enemy than a stupid friend. See, I'm stupid. I can't remember. because then it's stupid to associate with stupid people. It's foolish to associate with people whose consciousness will drag us down, because foolish people are the most dangerous type of people. This is what, on the material platform, it's being considered, that foolish people are most dangerous, and they're in the majority, which is probably why the minority, they want to control them. It's a big topic. There are so many sayings about stupidity. Martin Luther King. Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Okay, I'll leave it there. It's a big topic. But basically we should understand that Without knowing the goal of life, without even sitting down, stopping in the middle of this frantic life and thinking, what's going on in the world? What am I doing? I want to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy. We don't find happiness. Why is there suffering? Why is there misery? Without seriously considering these questions and trying to find a solution, That is the beginning of all stupidity. But in modern society, or pretty much most of the societies around the world, no one's given a chance to even think like that. To be bombarded from the beginning of life with sensory inputs, so that we can't even think. We can't even think about how to. We can't even think about what we should be thinking about. There's nothing approaching the mode of goodness, just intense stupidity. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada, who gave us this Bhagavad Gita as it is, so we can at least understand our position. Very great need to distribute this knowledge. Very great need. Okay, I'll leave it there for now. There could be so many things said about this. Anyone want to say anything?
Question?
Yeah.
What is the difference between stupidity and madness?
What is the difference between? Not stupidity and madness. There's not necessarily a difference, but it's an intensity. Is it Prabhupada? I quoted that. Prabhupada said that madness is the sum total of all stupidity.
But can we say that stupidity affects the intelligence and madness affects the mind? Somebody...
Yeah, okay, that's good, yeah.
Very intelligent but mad.
Yeah. You can be intelligent and mad, and stupid and relatively sane,
yeah.
Like the mad scientist or something like that.
Like Mengele.
Mengele?
Dr. Mengele. Yeah, he was in the Third Reich, he was trying to make the super warriors with the heads of wolves and different animals.
Oh, I see.
And he was using all this...
he was using live humans for experimenting. So in one sense his intelligence was of high intelligence, but very wicked mentality, very evil mentality. Evil means no remorse in giving others pain. And that goes on with the animal testing, right? Vivisection and all this kind of thing. That's going on. And stupidity...
I mean, this affects intelligence. Yeah. Somebody just has
Someone is less intelligent. Yeah. So you can easily fool them. A sucker was born every day. You can easily fool them. The intelligence increases or should increase by experience. And by learning, by associating with intelligent people.
Like in Jyotish, in astrology, they say that Bhut, Mercury, he's responsible for the intelligence.
Buddha is responsible for the intelligence.
Yeah, and mind is responsible.
The moon.
Moon
is responsible for the mind.
Lunacy,
we say. It comes from the same Latin source. Lunas, lunatic, lunacy. Hare Krishna.